You have heard of drone deliveries. They've been talked about. There's been some issues surrounding drones. And one of the reasons why is because we are moving into this era. Instead of somebody actually dropping the pizza off via a car, come via a drone. In fact, it's been talked about for some time and has become a reality as Project Wing finally takes off. Google have been trialling drone deliveries in Canberra for the last year. They've delivered stuff such as burritos, medication and coffee. It's kind of an interesting mix. I don't really know if I want to ask too many questions surrounding that. It is a world first in commercial air delivery and is just the start of things to come. You want to see the future? You're seeing it right now. Of course, it obviously opens up a heap of opportunities for faster deliveries. Faster deliveries, of course, being the holy grail. Now, what is it lots of places, especially pizza places, used to offer you, oh, if we don't get it to you in a certain time, you get it free and all that kind of stuff. It's all centered around the fact that you ring up because you got the munchies and you say, I want it now. That's where it all comes from. And of course, the person who can get it to you fastest, who also provides you with a really good example of whatever it is you're ordering, is without question the person who's going to have the advantage in the future. Does this innovation, though, spell the end to courier deliveries? And are we basically going to be inundated with pesky drones and the potential noise they make? I'm guessing as time goes by, we might be able to silence the drones. We're joined by Roger Simpson. He's the CEO of The Retail Solution. Maybe we should call that the ever-changing Retail Solution. Absolute pleasure having you on the program, Roger.
Hello, Chris. Thanks again.
What is this really saying to us? Are we talking about being able to deliver lots of stuff? Are we talking about being able to do it practically? Or are there naturally limitations until such time as we start using much bigger and stronger drones?
Yeah, I think that's just the tip of the iceberg in what's going to happen, Chris. As technology is advancing so rapidly, and just like you mentioned in the intro there about the noise levels, they'll work out how to make them extremely quiet. It's like electric cars. That's causing challenges with people actually not hearing them now. So I think with every advance, there's always a bit of a setback as well. But I think it is certainly about to explode across the world with these deliveries.
When we start to have a look at these deliveries and we talk about the speed with which people can do them and all that kind of stuff is really desired by the consumer, the one conversation we don't seem to have so much is the displacement that is taking place. And whether we like it or not, to a greater extent, at a much more accelerating extent, these changes are impacting those people who already find themselves at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. And we really haven't had the discussion about what is going to happen to a lot of these people in the future. There must be a whole bunch of people who are thinking now, what's going to become for my grandkids and my great-grandkids with this ever-accelerating change that clearly is going to displace people from their jobs?
Yeah, and that certainly has to happen because there's obviously driverless cars and there'll be driverless trucks coming as well, and that's going to displace a lot of truck drivers. And there's also talk as well about having automated commercial plane flights. So the disruption's going to be quite dramatic, Chris. And the understanding, of course, is that there's going to be redeployment, but there have to be job losses because there's a heck of a lot of retraining.
If we talk about deployment, this actually, I mean, on the face of this looks great. Lots of people are going to love it. I can see that.
Absolutely, yes.
Dial a pizza or call it dial a drone, whatever the case is. Dial a drone pizza, dial a drone Chinese meal, dial a drone from your favourite Japanese. I mean, it really doesn't matter what it is. People are going to love it. And the stuff's going to rock up at your front door. And, I mean, we're all paying for stuff electronically now, so there's going to have electronics on board and you would have already paid it over the phone anyway, so it won't matter. All of this stuff's going to be great. But when we talk about people retraining and going elsewhere, at some point we might actually have to ask ourselves, for what are they going to retrain and where are they going to go?
Yes, yeah, and very good point. And that's where, as I understand as well, that the massive focus for school kids now, of course, is they're all learning coding. And that's all about, obviously, technology and how do we program things, et cetera, because that's that's the way the world's going to go. It's going already.
It's all well and good until you strike the kids who don't get maths and don't have the aptitude for coding, and that will be a not insignificant number of people. I know we're sort of talking about the drones here, but even when you look at that, I think one of the things we also have to look at is the whole spin-off effect that it's going to have. There must be, especially among seniors, when you talk about some of the technology, there's a certain degree of trepidation. And one thing we tend to forget is most seniors have seen more change in their lifetime than occurred in the previous God knows how many thousand years.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are people who certainly were amenable to and understand change because they've seen it through their lifetime. And they're looking at this sort of stuff and sometimes they're saying, I'm finding it really hard to imagine how anything good is ultimately going to come of this. And you'll often hear comments like, I'm so glad I won't be around to have to endure this and all the rest of it.
Yet you
look at it and say, gee, how good is this going to be? But we really haven't had the discussion, have we, about the impact of the human element of all this change and how it's going to impact people in various different industries. I mean, for example, you're involved in the retail solution. Mm. Retailers now are finding their whole industries being totally disrupted. We still, in many respects, have a 20th century business model in a 21st century world, which is bringing some really nasty realities to people, even the arguments about online copyrights with movie houses and all the rest of it. Once again, we're talking about people who are trying to maintain a 20th century business model in the 21st century. And look, to say that some people, either individually or collectively, must be terrified as they look to the future, Roger, would be an understatement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, look, for sure. And I guess the thing about humans is we're pretty remarkable, Chris, and you're right that the amount of change that's happened in the last, you could probably even say last 10 or 15 years, has been dramatic compared to the last 100 years or so. But even back then, of course, when horses went to cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and all those sort of things, there's always been that adaption. And I'm guessing that we've got that ability to transform ourselves and go, well, that's the way it's going to go. And there's always going to be people, of course, who can't adapt, and that's going to be unfortunate, I would guess. But look, you're right about that whole conversation, and this, with that whole technology, it's just changing dramatically. When what's going to happen in 5 years, Chris?
And then amplify that and say what's going to be the case in 25 years. The reason why we have this debate is because, yes, you're right, when you talk about the change and when we moved from horse and buggy to cars and all that sort of stuff. But once cars emerged, they created a whole raft of other employment opportunities.
Yeah.
For like-minded That's people, right. you know, because all of a sudden we needed motor mechanics and we needed tyre fitters and stuff like that, people we hadn't needed in the same fashion prior to that. But I would argue never at any time in human history have so many been displaced, and the thing is what they're being displaced by is not creating alternate opportunities for those people. And once again, like, for example, once we have these drones going everywhere, they'll just simply be computer-controlled. There'll be some sort of computer system that'll stop them crashing into each other. It'll be like a sub-air traffic control system that'll allow them to operate. They'll zip around the suburbs. They'll use GPS to find people's houses. We can see how all that's going to work. It's all going to be wonderful. But once again, you take a bunch of people like couriers who come and deliver stuff now, they'll be out of a job. But the thing is, the job will have disappeared, but there won't be a job that replaces it. You know, like, for example, the jobs that logically replaced the when the horse and cart disappeared, there were jobs that logically replaced it. When you look at, for example, with the drones and this sort of technology, what jobs are going to replace them? Well, the answer is quite simply none. So we're going to end up, and it's the great challenge. I know it's kind of outside of your remit, but it's not something that people have had a discussion about. We're going to end up with a whole section of society that are going to be completely and absolutely displaced. To the point, and consider this for a moment, that we might end up having to train people to understand that they will never be gainfully or meaningfully employed in their life.
That's a sobering
thought,
sad fact, isn't it? And also, Chris, I think and sort of linking to that as well is a massive challenge, of course, is the current schooling system. Is that, because that's, again, based on probably a 19th century model that's how we teach. And of course, we're teaching these kids about the traditional sort of stuff and subjects, etc. Yet we have no idea what jobs they're going to have when they leave. The jobs haven't even been invented yet.
Now, so, what are they saying now? A child in kindergarten could potentially be doing a job that hasn't even been invented yet. And conversely, somebody starting a course in university could end up having a degree in something that has become redundant in the time they're at university.
Yep. That's the speed of change, Chris, isn't it? On one hand, you're absolutely right, because the consumers are driving this, exactly what you said, and we're wanting this. We're wanting things immediately now. And it was interesting because when computers came out, it was all talk about the paperless office. We've probably got more paper now than we've ever had.
Oh, I know. When was 1990? I was told, and I quote, "The paperless office is 2 to 3 years away. Prepare for it." Well, I prepared for it, and it still hasn't happened.
Absolutely. So, again, it's so hard to predict the future. And in fact, recently I had the experience of actually having a futurist talk to us, and I mean it's just quite mind blowing what they talk about. And getting back to drone deliveries is that there's trials going on where houses have actually got a remote controlled roof that actually opens. So when the drone flies over top, the roof opens and the package gets delivered inside, and then the roof closes again.
So sort of like the high tech version of Open Sesame.
Yes, that's exactly right. So that's. But again, that will be around for a little while. That'll be something else will come along to surpass that as well. And what's interesting is that you see the big players that are behind all this. So Google's behind this. And interesting as well. Like I heard on the radio this morning that just again changing tack a little bit, but just thinking about these big players involved in all this technology, is that the AFL. Is currently, Kelly McLaughlin is overseas and visiting the likes of Google, Amazon, Facebook, etc., to look at TV rights and etc. When the next
see what they're prepared to pay for it and how they can monetize it even further.
Yeah, and how technology is going to be available for people to view. And it's interesting because now, and when you talk about how things are changing, is that we can watch a pretty much any game of sport that we want to on our phone. We just have to tap it, and we've got it live. So the speed of technology is just actually really frightening. And going back to what you were saying, I think that there needs to be someone looking at that. Well, what's going to happen for people that are actually being displaced, because it's going to be massive. You're absolutely right.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Roger, we're out of time. Really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Anytime, Chris. Thanks for the call.
Roger Simpson is the CEO of The Retail Solution.